The following program, the Fox World Travel Show, is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands. Need a vacation? Whether it's the trip of a lifetime or a weekend getaway, we can help. This is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Aren't you feeling like you want to get away to someplace warm this morning? Like Dayton Kane is doing. I think he'll be back next week. I'm Libby Collins along with Rose Gray from Fox World Travel. And yeah, you hear that music, Rose, and you just sort of say, I want to be on a beach somewhere. I want to be sipping, you know, one of those nice fruity drinks and getting some sunshine.
Absolutely. Hey, Libby, how are you?
I'm great.
So the gloomy, gloomy atmosphere out there is just making everyone from the state of Wisconsin realize that we still have a couple more weeks of winter. What did the groundhog say? 6 more weeks?
Well, we had goats.
Oh, yes.
At the Milwaukee County Zoo.
That's
yes,
right.
They said 6 more weeks of winter. But, you know, the good news on that is that through Fox World Travel, you've got some great deals, and most of them are in really warm places.
Absolutely. So what we recommend that you do is text FWT, which is Fox World Travel. So just the three initials, FWT. And if you do it in uppercase, your autocorrect won't change it to get. Because, Libby, we get about 20 of those gets. Your autocorrect on your phone is changing it. So if you do it in uppercase, FWT to 855-616-1620, you will get all the deals that are happening right now. Now, people say, Rose, for the last 3 weeks, you've been telling us to text that number and we're going to get the deals. But the deals are changing all the time. And Libby, rather than me just go on and on and on about this deal is, you know, priced at this, I would rather them go on that opportunity that we're giving you to do some looking around yourself. I did some looking around myself this morning as I looked out my window and was feeling very blue. There still is some nonstop service from Milwaukee to places like Cancun, Punta Cana, Jamaica, and also, we always want to remind everybody, think about Rockford. Rockford's got charters to Cancun, Punta Cana, and Costa Rica. And now when I'm saying charters, those are now really rebranded as exclusive nonstop vacation flights, ENVF. But I'm going to still call them charters, Libby, because I'm just old school. So nonstop service. And we talked a couple of weeks ago about how easy it is to get to and fly from Rockford Airport. Very inexpensive parking, very easy to get there. And I looked at several dates throughout both February and March, and there are still some dates with charter space available, especially Costa Rica. I saw on the 14th of March and the 21st of March. They fly nonstop Fridays.
Well, you know what? I've been to Costa Rica.
Yeah.
And it is amazing. And I'm surprised that you can actually get that nonstop out of Rockford.
It's true. It's something that they put back on. And I want to let everybody know, if you are not following Fox World Travel on one of our social media outlets, you're missing the boat, because Colleen has been posting crazy pictures. She's there right now with what we call the Vacation Appreciation. We do this every year. We reach out to all the alumni who have traveled with us through the years, and then they invite friends. She's there with over 50 people right now, and they enjoyed a week of fantastic adventure, zip lining, wildlife, monkeys, sloths, snorkeling, and some relaxing as well. And they were at the Planet Hollywood. But there are some wonderful, wonderful resorts down there. And if you weren't watching our social media, you wouldn't know about all these great things to do in Costa Rica.
And another thing I really like about Costa Rica is everybody speaks English.
It's very true. We talk about this all the time. They don't have the best roads in the world, which
no.
is why we really like to talk about why not just go to the all-inclusive and veg there. Although we do have a group trip that's going, wild, wonderful Costa Rica. And that one's going to be a little different because we're going to start in San Jose and we're going to go all the way up to Guanacaste. But in any event, this is a different warm weather destination, isn't it? It's not typical of Cancun, Riviera Maya, Punta Cana, Jamaica. This is unique and different. So if you're still looking for something, our offices, Libby, are open on Saturdays right now. That's a seasonal service we provide. They're open from 9 to noon. And if you call 866-GO-FOX-GO, 866-GO-FOX-GO, 9 to noon today, you can actually talk to somebody.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. You mentioned texting the letters F. WT to our Siding Unlimited talk and text line at 855-616-1620 to get the most recent deals because, again, it changes all the time. You want to do that right now. And you also can text some of your questions to us, and we've got some coming in about global entry. Somebody else is going, I think, to Jamaica. We're going to get to all of those with Rose Gray on the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ. It's 914.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
And I'm Libby Collins in for Dayton Kane. He's off on a beach somewhere, but he'll be back next week. And Rose, we've got a lot of questions coming in on the
Siding
Unlimited talk and text line. Why don't you get started? Somebody wants to know about global entry and some apps.
Right. So what this texter is referring to is some apps I've mentioned, one of which is a QR code that you can scan, which would get you into the MPC, which is the mobile passport control. Now, when we've talked about that, what we're suggesting people do is, if you don't have global entry and you have the wherewithal to update your information on the MPC, mobile passport control app, you can actually bypass those long lines in customs, immigration customs, and get to a different line. But you got to remember, the information that you put into the MPC app only holds for 3 hours. So if you are on a flight longer than 3 hours, that information is going to be gone. Now, Libby, you and I both know that once you land, you've got a lot of taxiing to do and a lot of waiting possibly a gate to be open. So if you land and then you get some service and you want to go ahead and do that, you can. Now, another thing is, so if you have global entry, you're basically going to go right to the global entry line and you're going to go through. The last two times I went through global entry in Chicago, there was a QR code in my line that allowed me to scan it and actually even go faster. So rather than even having to go up to a kiosk and have my photo taken and then have one of the TSA officers say my name, and then I could continue on. They give you a laminated card that is kind of a get out of customs free, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. Do you have global entry, Libby?
No, I don't. But where do you find this QR code?
So it's usually on a banner that they've got on in the line. And then you can even bypass that whole process. But truth be told, if you have global entry, whether you scan that QR code or not, the time that you are going to spend in that line is going to be reduced significantly.
Okay, so I have TSA PreCheck. How do I upgrade to global entry?
Probably at this time, there's no way to, you know, pay the differential between the global entry and the TSA and get that. What you need to do is just start that because it's two completely different processes. Now, when you have global entry, that includes TSA. But when you have TSA, it doesn't include global entry. So what you would probably want to do is just start the process over and go ahead and do your global entry application. Global entries, it just went up to, I think, $120.
Do they need more information?
They do. A lot of background stuff, and they do all, in addition to the very thorough background check that the U.S. does for their TSA approvals, this is global entry. And what they're doing is they're telling you that you understand what the customs rules are for returning to the United States. So they don't have to tell you how much tobacco you can bring back in and how much goods you can bring back in, how much liquor you can bring back in. You know all that because you've been educated, because you've applied for global entry, and it's told you that.
Okay, we've got Rose Gray here, and a lot of questions coming in on our Siding Unlimited talk and text line. What's the next question you want to talk about?
So I also want to just say one more global entry. Somebody saying, I have to get a new passport. What do I need to do? You do need to update your passport information on the global entry mobile app or on their website, because your global entry number is attached to your passport. So you do need to go in and update it. You don't have to reapply, but you do have to update your global entry information.
We've got Rose Gray here. It's the Fox World Travel Show at 9:21. We have 30 degrees. Feels like it's about 19 out there. We're going to get up only to 33 degrees under cloudy skies. It's a good day to think about getting away to someplace warm and sunny. And when we get back, Rose Gray's going to answer some of your questions about going to places like Jamaica and Mexico. And oops, I think there's somebody who wants to know about Alaska. It's all ahead on the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
You're off to see the wonderful world, and then it's back to your own castle. Make sure yours is beautiful and up to date. Siding Unlimited, Wisconsin's best contractor for everything on the outside of your castle, welcomes you home to the best it can be. You should not have to worry about your home's integrity while you are away. Let Siding Unlimited ensure it with all the best exterior products. Hometown Siding Unlimited is recognized as one of the best contractors in America by the manufacturers of the nation's best products in siding, roofing, decks, and especially windows. They have the awards. Take the initiative, and Siding Unlimited will make you proud to come home every time, whether it's from an exotic tour or from the grocery store. Set up an appointment with Siding Unlimited for your castle renewal now, and we'll see you when you get back. Bon voyage from Siding Unlimited, and then welcome home. SidingUnlimited.com.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Dayton Kane off today. I'm Libby Collins. Hey, before we get to some of those texts, Rose, you've got quite a recognition by the ALG Apple Group Wavemakers for Fox World Travel.
Exactly. I did want to take a few seconds just to give a shout out. We have over 60 frontline advisors at Fox World Travel. Some of them are virtual. Some of them are in brick and mortars and in our storefronts. And of those, 34 of those wonderful travel advisors were recognized by Apple Leisure Group as wave makers. And what that means is there are only 1,500 of them in the country. Of the thousands and thousands of travel advisors that sell Apple Vacations and all of Apple Leisure Group products. And 34 of ours are in that elite group that are in the top 1,500 for of the entire country with Apple Leisure Group. And then, Libby, of those 34, four of them, now this is based on sales with Apple Leisure Group, four of them are in the Wavemaker Plus category, and there are only 150 of those in the entire country.
Wow. So I mean, you have an elite group of advisors at Fox World Travel.
We do. And honestly, we just talked about this at one of the meetings I was in during the week. Have you ever seen a property, a resort, a cruise line brochure that showed the true ugliness of their property? Never. They're going to give you the most enhanced, sometimes, photographs of their properties. And we have people on the ground all the time. We absolutely positively send our people out into the field a lot. And again, that's why we talk about seamless transitions and seamless service. We have so many advisors that can pick up where somebody leaves off, if they want to go and visit a resort or take a cruise or experience something, we want them to do that so they have firsthand information. So not only do we have 34 wave makers, but I want to remind everybody, we were just awarded last month an Elite Crown Jewel Award with Apple Leisure Group. That means Fox World Travel is in the top 20 of all of the travel agencies in the United States with Apple Leisure Group. So when we talk Jamaica, Cancun, Riviera Maya, Puerto Vallarta, Hawaii, all the places that Apple Leisure Group goes, our advisors know their stuff firsthand.
Let's go to one of those questions about Jamaica on the Siding Unlimited talk and text line, Rose. What are they asking you?
They wanted to know their passport is expiring, and they're a little concerned about before they make a booking. They're planning a trip to Jamaica in April. Their passport expires in September. This according to travel.state.gov, they're good with regard to the amount of validity that a passport needs, but they're concerned about, you know, should they go ahead and renew their passport. You know, that's a tricky one, Tom and Madison, because if your passport is good right now, I may go ahead and just wait. Why risk it? And then the moment you get back from that trip in April, I would go ahead and renew it. And I want to remind the listeners, you can now renew online. Passports are renewable online. There are some stipulations, but for the most part, if you've just got a general passport and you're over 18 years of age, it's likely you can do it online. And the folks that have been doing it online have been reporting back to Fox World Travel that those are taking about 3 weeks. Now, the website is going to say up to 6 weeks, but we're seeing those come back within 3 weeks. So give it a try. I talked to David Nason as he was leaving the studio this morning, and he is going to try in the next week or two online renewal. So we'll have a real firsthand experience.
Can't wait to hear about it. All right, we've got Rose here, and if you want to get through, we've got the Siding Unlimited talk and text line. And another question we've got is about Mazatlan, Mexico. What do you have to say about that one, Rose?
Well, I feel like Mazatlan probably fell out of popularity for some years. A couple of different things. There was definitely some crime in that area, and so people kind of steered clear of it for a while. I will also tell you that there are not the oodles and oodles of all-inclusive resorts to choose from in Mazatlan. So although there are some, now we're familiar with names like Riu. There is a Riu all-inclusive there. We also are familiar with Pueblo Bonito, which is a very popular resort chain, especially in the Cabo San Lucas area. There is a Pueblo Bonito Mazatlan all-inclusive resort, but there aren't a ton of all-inclusive resorts there. And then also, we know that people who fly from Milwaukee, Chicago, and the Rockford area love that nonstop service that happens in the wintertime. And there certainly are no nonstops out of Milwaukee. So just something to keep in mind. I would probably monitor and take a look at one of the texters mentioned it, travel.state.gov, one of the best websites you can possibly have in your favorites, because there's so much information there. You can check on the status as far as safety and security is concerned for Mazatlan.
And certainly if you get a nonstop from Milwaukee during winter, you know you're going to get there and you're not going to get stuck in Atlanta or Baltimore or someplace else, maybe for longer than a few hours. It might be a couple days.
Exactly. So, I mean, certainly I would not discourage it. I know there are people who have been to just about every possible resort town in Mexico and they're looking for other options. But again, as I said, your choices are somewhat limited with the resorts and you're going to have to be a little flexible on your flights.
All right, it's 9:30, and we've got Sean Brenda in the WTMJ Breaking News Center.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Yeah, Dayton Kidd's off today. He'll be back next week. I'm Libby Collins along with Rose, and I know a lot of you have already texted F.
WT to our Siding Unlimited talk and text line at 855-616-1620. But if you haven't done it yet, you'll want to do it now because there are some great deals and they're probably different than the last time you used that text line. Rose, I want to talk about one place that I've always wanted to go. I hear amazing things, and that's Switzerland.
We do get so many requests for Switzerland. And for some reason, we always seem to bundle that up with other things. We would do Switzerland, Austria, and Germany, or Switzerland and Italy, or something like that. And actually, I think Switzerland is a completely able to stand on its own two feet when it comes to being a great destination. And we've got something at Fox World Travel with our group department called Switzerland Alpine Charm. This is June 13th to the 22nd this year, 2025. And what you are going to love about this is we're going to be doing Old Town Zurich, Lake Geneva. You know how great their wine and their cheese and their delicious desserts and certainly their chocolate is. We are going to go see Lord Byron's Schillen Castle. Now, if you don't know about Lord Byron's Schillen Castle, I urge you to Google it. It is the inspiration for a beautiful, beautiful poem that Lord Byron wrote. And it's kind of a, if you've ever been to Mont-Saint-Michel, it is sort of like that. It's a beautiful castle kind of off on its own. It's not an actual island, but there's water surrounding it, and you have to kind of take a bridge or a causeway to get there. So absolutely beautiful. We are going to be doing a master class in wood carving. We're going to do a local meal with fondue and cheese and all of that, you know, yodeling for sure. And this is just going to be a great trip. And so what we want to do is give you some inspiration. If you deposit by March 10th, we are giving you a Cheers to Travel savings of $300 off per person. $300 off per person. And if you've ever traveled with either Trafalgar, with whom we are working to operate this trip, or one of her sister companies, which includes Insight Vacations and Uniworld River Cruises, which I know many of the listeners have been on, you also get a past passenger discount of $100. So that could be up to $400 per person if you book and deposit by March 10th. So June 13th to June 22nd, 10 days, Switzerland Alpine Charm. And oh, by the way, we will take a little foray into Lake Maggiore in Italy because we're so close. Why miss it?
Okay, so Rose, do you know how to yodel?
I was just about to ask you the same thing because you don't want to hear me yodel, that's for sure.
Okay, so we'll do that yodeling contest off the air after the show.
Okay.
All right, let's talk about something else that one of our texters has, and that's the problem of overbooking. I've experienced it, and it's not fun.
No, so the text is asking, what happens if your plane is overbooked? They offer cash for me to give up my seat, but what about my ticket? Now, they don't always offer cash. Oftentimes, they are offering an airline voucher, so be prepared for either cash or, more likely, an airline voucher. Make sure you know the rules of that airline voucher. How long is it for? What are the requirements? Those kinds of things. But what about my ticket, especially if I bought it at a good price? Am I reimbursed? Absolutely not. You are not reimbursed. By taking the compensation that the airline is offering you, that is saying, I'm going to forego any reimbursement of the ticket price that I bought. Do I have to pay the current higher price for the new ticket? No. Again, as I said, if you get the voucher, that's for future travel. The most important thing when they're asking for volunteers on a bump situation is know what you're getting. When will I get on the next flight? What does that next flight look like? Do I have a confirmed seat on that next flight? Do I get food vouchers? If it's the next day, am I getting hotel vouchers? Those are the questions to ask. Now, if you just Google airline bumping or airline overbooking, one of the sites that comes up right away is the U.S. Department of Transportation. And there is a section that talks about bumping and oversales and what the government rules are about bumping and oversales. There are two types of denied boarding, we call it. Bumping is kind of cruel. They don't actually physically bump you. But One is voluntarily denied boarding, and one is involuntary boarding, denied boarding. Usually they don't have to resort, the airlines don't have to resort to involuntary denied boarding because they have people who are willing to take the offers. Now, Libby, you've probably been in a situation at the gate where you've seen those offers go up and up and up so that they can get somebody to take the offer.
I have.
Yeah.
And sometimes they can be really, really good.
Right. So the airline doesn't want to have to resort to involuntary bumping. That's the last thing they want to do. So they're going to say, we will give you a $300 voucher, which is good for a year, and we will put you on the next flight, which is in 3 hours. Okay. That sounds like a pretty solid deal to me. But if they're not getting any takers, especially if it's busy, if they've got a connection, et cetera, you may see that that offer go up substantially. I have seen offers in international situations of up to $1,200 of travel voucher, travel credit.
So if you have that time that you don't have to be there at a certain time or date, I mean, they're worth it. But what about if you've got that involuntary bumping from one class to another? And I've had that happen where I was in like a premium seat and then booked back to economy. What are your rights under those circumstances?
So legally, the airline has to compensate you for the difference. Now, Libby, I know you struggled with that because the airline wasn't exactly anxious to give you your money back, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So there are all kinds of legalese, of legal things that you can read. How do you find out about your airline's policy? Go to their website, and there must be what is called a contract of carriage. It is probably going to be pages and pages long, but in that document will be all of your rights on that airline and what your responsibilities are, as most importantly, what the airline's responsibilities are when it comes to any kind of delays or cancellations. I know sometimes people pay for upgraded seats. They wanted to have a specific seat category, and they paid a couple hundred extra dollars for extra leg room or something like that, and then the airline changed aircraft, and that particular aircraft didn't have that particular type of seat. You are entitled to reimbursement for that as well. So sometimes you got to fight the fight. Am I right?
Oh, no doubt about that. And we've got Rose Gray here. She can fight your fight. She can tell you where the best places to go are. She's got some amazing deals out here. And by the way, if you haven't texted FWT to our WTMJ talk and text line for Siding Unlimited at 855-616-1620. Do it now. Even if you texted last week, there are other deals that are now available. So you want to take advantage of that. Also, we've got a lot of questions coming in, and I promise you, Rose Gray's going to answer all of them right after this on the Fox World Travel Show.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Take kids off today. I'm Libby Collins along with Rose. Rose, let's get to these questions on the Siding Unlimited talk and text line. Somebody's going to one of my favorite places, Sicily, but they're having some trouble getting a business class flight. What do you recommend to them?
Yeah, so the texter is saying they want to fly from Chicago to Palermo, and they're looking for business class seating, but they're just amazed at how high those prices are. And it's late September, so that's kind of still a high season, if you believe it or not. I mean, it's the beginning of shoulder season. So June, July, August, and September is typically high season in Europe in general, Sicily and Italy for sure, harvest season, all of that kind of thing. The texter is asking, they found a reasonably priced business class fare on Turkish Airlines, and it has one stop in Istanbul. And do I have any experience with that airline? Yes. And particularly about their business class? No, I have not flown their business class, but I took the time to go into Fox's AI friend Colby while I was on the commercial break, and the reviews of Turkish Airlines are generally positive. The meals are quite good. The seats are pretty comfortable. They sometimes have some inconsistencies with cabin crew attentiveness, it appears. I have heard from some people who have flown on them that females seem to get less attention. That's just really? One observation that we've seen. What you will know, and the texter said it, everything you do with Turkish Airlines is going to result in a connection in Istanbul. That's their hub. Clearly, that's their hub. I feel like people sometimes won't take advantage of Turkish Airlines because it is a Turkish Airlines. But remember this, they are part of the Star Alliance. So that means, you know, the bigs like United Airlines belong to that same Star Alliance as well. So they're pretty, I would say, selective about who they allow into those partnerships. And so that does probably say something about how the Star Alliance feels about Turkish Airlines.
I will say, when I've seen their flight attendants at the airport, those are stunning women.
Those are stunning women. They are. And maybe that's why only men get good service. No, I'm just kidding.
No, well, I'm not. My solution to that is just fly with a good-looking man. All right, let's move on, Rose. We've got a question here about going to Punta Cana as well.
Yeah, you'll have to read that one for me because my screen is flipping.
Okay, well, this is from Diane, and she says that, by the way, Fox just helped them book a wonderful trip on Alaska Holland's land cruise tour. But now they've got a little spring break vacation to Savannah, but they want to plan also an inclusive beach holiday in Punta Cana or someplace similar. Now, this they want to do around Christmas Day. What are some of the options they have as far as flights?
What she's looking for, I'm guessing, is probably a nice nonstop option. And those options are not going to come out until Apple Leisure Groups releases all of their ENVF, otherwise known as charter flights, sometime probably around, I would like to say May. I'm thinking more like June of this year is when they did that. Because remember now, they're just going to be wrapping up that season. And certainly they're already starting to negotiate with the charter companies, the airlines that they're going to be using for this, the gate space that they need at the various airports and those kinds of things. But that hasn't been released yet. So certainly you could start booking for Christmas. Remember, airlines will allow you to book major airlines. I am talking about the Deltas and the Americans and the Uniteds of the world will allow you to book 330 days in advance. Southwest Airlines typically more like 6 months in advance. But some people are just like, oh, I don't know that I want to book something that far in advance and pay the price that they're asking now. And I'd really like to go nonstop. And Punta Cana is one of those places, especially if you're going to go out of Milwaukee, that you're going to be looking at a connection.
All right. So do it early. 9:51 is our time. It's 30 degrees. Still feels like it's about 20 out there. It's going to be cloudy all day.
WTMJ, W277CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee from the Annex Wealth Management Studios. This is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station.
Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
I'm Libby Collins, and for Dayton Kane, it's 9:53. Rose, we did not talk about real ID.
No, and I think the listeners, Libby, are probably going to text into the station and say, could Rose stop talking about this? But I'm so worried about this, because do you know that the Real ID Act was enacted in 2005. The government decided we were all going to have some kind of universal ID to fly domestically way back in 2005. And it just kept getting put off and put off. And of course, then we had the pandemic and all of that. But I feel like this time, May 7th of this year, it really is going to go into effect. And so if you don't know what your state requires, I hate to just generally talk about what Wisconsin requires, because everybody listening isn't from Wisconsin. Go to your DMV's website and find out what you need to bring to get a real ID. Typically, it is a proof of residence. It is a birth certificate. It is a social security card. A passport is your best document to bring along if you have one. What this is all about is these real IDs are going to have a star on them. So if you've got a star on yours right now, you've probably got the real ID. But many, many people, you know how long driver's license in Wisconsin are valid for a long time now.
I know.
And so many, many people don't realize this. Now, I want to point out, if you have a passport, that works. If you don't have a real ID driver's license, a passport certainly will work to get you on a plane. But Libby, I probably am going to say this weekly until May 7th comes and goes, because my fear is on May 8th, there's going to be all these people going, and May 7th, all kinds of people going to the airport thinking they're going to get on a plane and be denied because they don't have that universally accepted real ID.
And I'm thinking, you know, that would be a lot of maybe senior citizens. Maybe they're going to that wedding or graduation. They haven't flown in years.
Yes.
And they got to get it now. So
right.
I'm glad you're talking about it. One other thing I wanted to bring up is we mentioned Switzerland. I see that we've got some texters who are going to places like Germany, Poland, Switzerland. But you've got a trip coming up. And I just talked to a friend who had been there. They said it was the most amazing trip they've ever had.
It is. It's so beautiful. And as I said when we talked about it in the first half hour of the show, I think people just bundle that up with other European countries because it is smaller, but it is so beautiful and so magnificent, and it absolutely can stand alone. So it's Switzerland Alpine Charm. It's June 13th to the 22nd this year. We've got Cheers to Travel Savings, which is a $300 per person off, and another $100 if you happen to have traveled with one of the Trafalgar family brands, which includes Insight Vacations and Uniworld Vacations, Uniworld Boutique River Cruises. This is going to be outstanding. Zurich, Lake Geneva, Schillen Castle. We're also going to take a trip and visit beautiful Lake Maggiore in Italy. Folklore, yodeling, just, of course, everyone gets a chance to blow the Alpine horn if they want to. We'd love for you to come along. This is going to be a spectacular trip at a spectacular time. And those savings go until March 10th.
And you don't have to own Lederhosen.
You don't. You probably end up buying some very expensive Lederhosen that you'll never wear again, or maybe wear again sometime. But I encourage everybody to check out our website, foxworldtravel.com. Remember, we have seasonal hours right now. Saturdays, we're open 9 to noon, 866. Go, Fox, go. You do not want to be left out in the cold. And we are going to do some shoveling where I live today. So you may want to start planning that now.
I know. Our producer Isaac said his parents just texted him a picture from, I think, Warsaw, where they've already got plus 6 inches. So, yeah, this is the time to be thinking about those trips. Remember to text FWT to our Siding Unlimited talk and text line at 855-616-1620. Even if you've done it before, there are new deals out there. You want to check them out. And Rose Gray, as always, it's great being here with you.
Always great working with you, Libby. Thanks.
Money Talk next after the news on WTMJ.
The preceding program, the Fox World Travel Show, is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands.